We'll go ahead and wrap up our media availabilities for tonight. We're now joined by our race winner, Connor Zilich, driver of the number one for Junior Motorsports. Connor, this win ties you with Terry Labonte and Marcos Ambrose for three consecutive wins at the Glen.
Wow, that's cool.
Pretty cool stat. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand and we'll get a mic over to you. We'll start over here with Chris.
ChrisNightGetJones.com. Congratulations, Connor. Your mom was the first person to Jesse's car after the race, and she gave him a hug and kind of consoled him. That speaks volume for the respect between the two families. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, Jesse's parents treat me like family, and, you know, my parents do their best to do the same as well. And it means a lot to be able to race against one of my best friends pretty often. You know, he's going to make his way to the Cup Series here soon. I don't know when, but he's on his way, and I'll look forward to, you know, making more enemy, friendship, whatever you call it on the racetrack, but we always respect each other and push each other to be better off the track, and it's cool to have the support from him and his family, and then, you know, we try and do the same for him.
We'll go in the back to Rick, and then down here to Reed.
Rick Huey, Finger Lakes Local Media. Connor, you had a chance to visit Seneca Lodge the other day. Usually you visit Seneca Lodge after you win a race, and you were there ahead of time. And could you tell us about that experience?
Yeah, it was funny. I told them, if I win Sunday, I'll come have a Sprite after the race. You know, I've heard a lot of people go there and drink, but unfortunately I'm 19 and can't do that. So maybe I'll have a Red Bull or something to hold me over, but yeah, that place is really cool. It was cool hearing about all the history there and all the winners that have gone there, and it was a pretty cool place.
We'll come down here to Reed.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. After you hit the grass in the bus stop with I think six to go, it looked like for half a lap or so the car was pretty out of whack. Did you have to change the way you were driving it from that point on? Was the balance affected, and how badly was it damaged?
Yeah, it was for about a lap. It took a little bit for the splitter to clear itself from hitting the track. I knocked the splitter back probably 4 or 5 inches. It was a pretty big hit in the mud there. So, once it got itself cleared and I was able to start making corners with the tires on the ground again. So, it worried me there for about a lap. I thought my race was over, but, kept my head down and tried not to lose as much time as possible and keep myself in it, and we were able to do that.
We'll come over here to Davey.
Davey Siegel with SiriusXM. Was the climbing out the roof this time planned?
I didn't know what to do. I was debating whether I wanted to climb out of the roof, get out of the window and just maybe throw the ground a bird. I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do, but I felt good to be back in that victory lane, and we're now 2-1 against each other, so I think I've got the upper hand. We'll see what happens tomorrow.
It's a good ratio. Did you see what Justin Marks had there for you?
Yeah, I know. He got a couch pillow out of my RV. He better have put that back.
Coming down the stretch on the last lap in the last corner, obviously, Jesse wasn't expecting to lock up and go wide like he did. What were you expecting out of him, and how far were you prepared to charge that corner?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't going to do anything egregious to move him out of the way. I just wanted to show a nose and try and force him into making a mistake. I didn't want to win that way. I really could have. I think anybody could have done that, but I made a mistake that took me out of contention for a little bit there, and I wasn't going to put him at cost because of it. I'll do anything to win, but I'm not just going to ship the guy in the last corner to do it. So, yeah, I showed a nose, and it was enough for him to lock his right front and wash up, and got us the win.
We'll come down here to Matthew.
Matthew Mano, WVBR FM Ithaca. Connor, that hit with six to go was pretty big. How do you mentally refocus and continue to charge down and hunt down Jesse with six to go?
Yeah, I mean, you just do the best you can, run your next best corner. It's tough to, there was about a half a lap there. I thought we were completely done. I looked in my mirror and thought Austin was going to catch me, but, I knew those kinds of things sometimes can get better with time if you hit it on the curb enough. And so I just kind of drove into the bus stop the next lap and smoked the curb as hard as I could, just trying to get it to clear itself, and which it did. So, it was a lucky move for me to be able to get it cleared quick enough to hunt Jesse back down. But, just never quit.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions for Connor? We'll go ahead back here to Steven.
Steven StumpFrenchel.com. Connor, thinking about that final lap, you know, both while you're in the car and now, does it almost kind of feel like deja vu to the 2023 ARCA race, where it was you and Jesse on the last lap, except it was him making the last corner pass?
Yeah, it did. As soon as I crossed the line, that's kind of what I thought of when he beat me in the ARCA race and passed me in the last corner to win that one. It was basically the exact same thing, except he hit me. I didn't have to hit him to do it. So I think I one-upped them there. But, it was cool to kind of relive that moment from the other point of view, and glad we were able to get it done.
Any last questions? We'll take one final one from Chris.
Connor, strong qualifying effort in the Cup car. How do you feel about tomorrow starting fifth and all three track house cars in the top five?
Yeah, it's a great day for us. Having three cars in the top five is something I don't think Trackhouse has ever done. So, we have a great opportunity tomorrow with Shane on the pole and Ross and I inside the top five to go try and make the most of the day and try and get at least one of us to victory lane. Trackhouse, we really need a win right now. We need to turn things around, turn around the energy in the shop, and the three of us are going to be working hard together to make that happen. So whichever one of us it is, I think we'd all be happy about it. But we're going to try and do our best with the 88 team to put ourselves in position and try and go get my first Cup win.
All right, Connor. Thanks for your time. Congratulations, and good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. Good night. What's up, man?